Hello. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of McAllen News Update. I'm Xochitl Mora.
And I'm Roy Cantu. Family, friends, and veterans welcome the remains of an Army sergeant who was a prisoner of war and missing in action in the Korean War. Here's the story.
Today we're going to be receiving the remains of Sergeant Garcia. Sergeant Garcia is originally from Laredo.
Oh, it's exciting that he's back. It still hurts that, you know, but I'm just happy that we finally got him.
He joined the Army right after high school and went to Korea.
He was 17 years old when he deployed.
And at that point also, he lost his life. We don't know how or anything, but it's been about 70 years where they finally found his remains, identified his remains, and they sent him here to McAllen, Texas. Motorcycles, the Patriot Riders, and Border Patrol, they're gonna escort him back to Laredo.
They decided to lay him to rest with my great-grandmother and grandfather, which everybody agreed right away, you know. That's beautiful.
Closure, finally, you know, there's we know where our family member is, and we're gonna lay him to rest in Laredo. And that closes that chapter of his life.
I'd like to thank everybody for all that this is, you know, everybody's doing for us, for my uncle. He deserves it. He died for our country.
Did I love him? I miss him, and I'm glad he's home.
McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos visited the Citizens Police Academy firearms training. The Citizens Police Academy is a program designed to provide the members of the community with a comprehensive introduction to the McAllen Police Department. The topics covered include police firearms orientation, patrol procedures, police ride-alongs, juvenile law and procedures, and additional areas of police instruction. During the Police Firearms Academy, Mayor Villalobos was part of the training that guided the citizens in the program. For more information on how to be a part of the next McAllen Citizens Academy, contact the McAllen Police Department Office of Community Affairs at 956-681-2120.
The McAllen Fire Department has a new state-of-the-art fire truck. Mayor Javier Villalobos, together with the McAllen City Commissioners, Administration, and McAllen firefighters, held a pushback ceremony to inaugurate the new firefighting apparatus. The truck is equipped with 1,500 gallons per minute water pump and specialized vehicle rescue equipment.
It is awesome to continue to get new apparatus and new equipment. That's due to the work and confidence that our elected officials have in us to continue protecting the city. And of course, they're doing their part to protect our firefighters by providing them with the tools that they need.
The truck will serve the new fire station number 8 in Tres Lagos in North McAllen.
McAllen breaks ground on a fourth splash pad located at Curtis Park. The city is set to enhance community life with a new splash pad featuring over 700 square feet of water play fun, including the Aqualoom Soaker and Funbrella. This splash pad is the fourth in the city of McAllen, including the ones located at Zinnia Park, the McAllen Youth Baseball Complex, and Palmview Park. With a project cost of $239,513.24, contractor T.F. Harper is aiming for completion in 100 calendar days, just in time for spring break. Get ready for a wave of excitement at Curtis Park.
Just a friendly reminder, it's flu season. The city of McAllen offered its employees the flu vaccine at City Hall. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it is recommended to receive the annual flu vaccination for everyone aged 6 months or older. The flu vaccine can lower your risk of getting the flu, having serious illness from the flu, being hospitalized, or dying from the flu.
Fiesta de Palmas was back at the McAllen Convention Center, and it was bigger and better than ever. With activities for all ages and celebrating the theme Dia de los Muertos, the entire Rio Grande Valley enjoyed a weekend of entertainment and cultural celebrations like never before. 3 full days of nonstop festivities took place on the beautiful grounds of the McAllen Convention Center. This year, organizers curated an extraordinary lineup of activities and entertainment that made this festival a must-attend event. featuring Beer Around the World, presented by LNF Distributors, HEB helping here Pumpkin Patch, and musical acts on four different stages.
The City of McAllen once again hosted an international conference at the McAllen Convention Center. The City of McAllen held the 66th Annual International Festival and Events Association Convention, Expo, and Retreat at the McAllen Convention Center. Event planners and festival organizers from around the world came to McAllen for the second year in a row for this event. McAllen festivals and events such as the McAllen Holiday Parade, the McAllen Public Library South Texas Book Festival, Quinta Mazatlan's Monarch Festival, and the McAllen Marathon participated with other event planners from around the world, including from other festivals such as Tournament of Roses, Kentucky Derby, National Cherry Blossom Festival and Parade, Sunfest from Jinju, South Korea, and other world-renowned festivals. There were participants from as far away as Australia, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, South Africa, Taiwan, and Thailand. The McAllen Holiday Parade was once again named the best parade in the world in its budget category, and McAllen was once again named as the World Event City.
It's getting closer to the best parade in the world and Texas, the McAllen Holiday Parade presented by HEB and powered by Burt Ogden Auto Group. Stepping off from the McAllen Veterans Memorial Stadium on December 2nd, the celebration announcements leading towards the big event keep on coming. Organizers for the parade announced star of international fame, Julian Gil, will be making his fifth appearance at the presentation as the Spanish language celebrity guest host. Other announcements included 13 Rio Grande Valley high school bands participating in this year, as well as the internationally renowned U.S. Air Force Honor Guard and Drill Team and Lobos G3, a marching band from Jalapa, Veracruz, Mexico. Finally, details of the highly anticipated McAllen Holiday Parade sweepstakes were announced, including the Burt Ogden Auto Group Grand Prize VIP stadium seating tickets, meet and greet opportunity, and a parking pass for the parade. Simply text the word South Pole to 956-474-6767 to enter. Lastly, the deadline has been extended. Don't forget to submit a shoebox parade float entry for the McAllen Holiday Shoebox Parade. Open to children, adults, families, schools, nonprofits, and civic organizations. All creativity and imagination is invited to build a parade float entry on a shoebox. The grand prize for the winning entry will get to see their float design made into a life-size float for the following year's presentation of the parade. Deadline to enter has been extended to Monday, November 20th by 5 p.m. at McAllen City Hall Office of Communications. Stay tuned for more surprises and announcements leading up to the parade, including announcements of appearances by more international celebrities of TV, film, radio, music, and the world of sports that delight fans of every age.
The McAllen Public Library celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the South Texas Book Festival as one of the best events in the world. The McAllen Public Library hosted the 10th annual South Texas Book Festival on October 28. The international award-winning book festival had something for everyone, including storytelling, book sales, author signings, and other special guest appearances. For the second time, the McAllen Public Library was recognized by the International Festival and Events Association.
I am proud to say that the South Texas Book Festival was recognized for the second time with the Grand Pinnacle Award. That is the highest honor from this leading global organization for events around the world.
For more information on the South Texas Book Festival or any other community events at the McAllen Public Library, please visit McAllenLibrary.net.
McAllen now offers travelers and the community an opportunity to celebrate Dia de los Muertos at the McAllen International Airport. Dia de los Muertos is an opportunity to honor and celebrate the lives of departed loved ones. The McAllen International Airport's temporary ofrenda exhibit takes inspiration from this popular Mexican tradition mixed with the essence of the Rio Grande Valley, aiming to highlight the distinctiveness of McAllen's cultural blend. The ofrenda display gives the public a glimpse of what they can experience in Mexico during this time of the year when flying through McAllen International Airport. The ofrenda will be on display until November 5th.
If you like to create beautiful art, here's an art contest for you. McAllen Public Utility is hosting its first Grateful for Water Art Contest. The competition is open 9th to 12th grade students who are McAllen residents. Their artwork should depict the way water enriches their lives. Original art can be a painting, drawing, sculpture, or digital art, with no limitations on dimensions. Artwork should have a fitting title with a 1 to 2 sentence description of the benefit appreciation, or gratitude for the water in their lives. The deadline for submission is Wednesday, November 15 at 5 p.m. To submit artwork, please submit them by email to ksanchez@mcallen.net. Sculptures or other 3D artwork should be submitted via photos to the same email address. For questions, please contact Katia Sanchez at 681-1705 or email at ksanchez@mcallen.net.
Hidalgo County law enforcement agencies unite for a safer 2023 holiday season for the 60-day no refusal campaign. The holiday season is usually the happiest time of the year for every community, but DWI usually increases during this time, affecting many people. In some cases, when death happens, that impact is irreversible. Driving while intoxicated steals a person's life in more ways than one. Too often, DWI also affects and steals innocent lives. In order to prevent this, law enforcement agencies united for the No Refusal campaign, meaning if a driver refuses to submit to a breath or chemical test, law enforcement agencies across Hidalgo County will obtain a search warrant signed by a judge that forces the driver to submit to a test.
I'm here to help Hidalgo County and all the separate police agencies within to prevent drunk driving. Now, I stole Christmas before, but now I'm going to help save Christmas. So don't get pinched by the Grinch. Remember to get a ride home.
Good about it because it's a really serious issue. We have like the highest like DWIs in the valley. Plus, people like who drive and drink and all, it's just like, I don't know, like a horrible person, because how many lives did you have to take for that? Seriously.
The effort here undeniably is we've teamed up this year. We've had the good fortune of teaming up with the Grinch, who by all accounts steals Christmas most of the time. This time the Grinch is returning Christmas to our community. The Grinch has had a change of heart, and the Grinch will help us make Hidalgo County safer.
The program will take place from November 1st to December 31st, 2023. This year, very special guest, the Grinch, united with Hidalgo County law enforcement agencies to try to prevent DWIs for a safe and happy holiday season for all.
Keep McAllen Beautiful gets statewide recognition for its forestry program. Keep McAllen Beautiful received not one, not two, but three awards recently, including the 2023 Outstanding Community Forestry Program Award, recognizing the nonprofit organization as its award winner at the 43rd Annual Texas Tree Conference in Waco. The Outstanding Community Forestry Award recognizes individuals, organizations, or municipalities that have promoted the community forestry through a program that significantly engages, educates, or enhances a community.
Further adding to their accolades, McAllen was honored with the prestigious Platinum Certification as a Scenic City at the Texas Municipal League Conference. Boasting the highest level of votes, McAllen also secured the 2023 Scenic City People's Choice Award, a testament to the community's commitment to creating an aesthetically pleasing environment. As part of their ongoing efforts, Keep McAllen Beautiful will distribute over 1,000 native trees during the Arbor Day celebration on November 4th, 2023 at Westside Park, reinforcing their dedication to expanding the urban canopy. For more details, visit keepmcallenbeautiful.org.
That's going to do it for us here. Thank you so much for watching. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.
And I'm Xochitl Mora. We'll see you next time.